잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2018학년도 대학 수학 능력 시험 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가 방송을 시행하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호를 정확히 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, our son Steve is starting school next year. I'm worried he won't adjust well.
Actually, I've been worried about that too. Why don't we ask Mrs. Long for advice?
Oh, that's a good idea. Do you have her phone number?
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, have you heard about the new city tax policy?
Yes, the city will put an extra tax on beverages that are linked to obesity starting next month.
Are carbonated drinks included in those beverages? They're my favorite.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. This is Michael Clayton, the manager of the Foreign Language Center. Learning a new language might not be all that easy, but there are many benefits. People learn languages for many different reasons, but today I will introduce two fundamental reasons why you should get started learning a new language. If you're looking for some excitement and adventure in your life, a foreign language might just be the door waiting to be opened. You can study or live overseas if you learn a foreign language. Also, we live in an increasingly globalized world, and companies are constantly expanding overseas. Between two candidates with the exact same skill set and experience, the person who is bilingual is arguably much more likely to get the job. Of course, it's not an easy process, and it does take time and effort. But the investment is well worth it.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Scott, do you mind if I ask you something?
Not at all. Go ahead.
I want to know what book you're reading now.
Oh, it's a book titled I, Robot. It's a science fiction.
Thanks, but I didn't know you were interested in that genre.
Well, I'm the one of those people who think reading books of various genres is beneficial.
Can you tell me why you think that?
Exposure to different types of books can broaden our horizons and give us new insights.
Oh, I see. Then what's the benefit of reading a science fiction?
It shows us settings and vocabulary that are different from those in other types of books.
That makes sense. How about poetry? Do you think it's also worth reading?
Of course. Poetry can help us develop our awareness of rhyme, rhythm, and symbolism. Those can't be always experienced by reading prose.
Wow, I should start reading different types of books. Thank you, Mr. Scott.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Number 73, please.
Here.
How may I help you?
I want to change dollars into euros and transfer them to my daughter studying abroad.
Okay. Can I check your ID card first?
Of course. Here it is.
Thank you. How much do you want to exchange?
$2,000.
Okay, wait a moment, please. Can you tell me your daughter's bank account?
Yes, this is her bank account.
Okay, it's done. Here is your ID card. Do you need anything else?
No, thanks.
Thanks for visiting our bank. See you again.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Wow, what happened to our kitchen?
Well, I organized a little bit. Do you like it?
I love it, especially those lovely cups with the animal prints.
I ordered them a few days ago and finally got them today. How do you like the dishwasher?
Wow, it's full of clean dishes and cups. I thought it didn't work.
Yeah, so I called a repairman today and had it fixed.
Great job. By the way, were you cooking? There are eggs in the frying pan.
Yes, they are for you. And I'm about to put a pizza dough in the oven. It's your favorite, pepperoni pizza.
Oh, that's the reason why the oven door is wide open. And what are those sliced vegetables on the cutting board for?
I'm going to make a salad, too.
Wow, we'll have a luxurious dinner today.
You deserve it. You had a rough day today.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, why didn't you tell me that your friend Donald is vegetarian?
Oh my, I totally forgot about that. I was so busy with greeting people coming to our party.
All he has had is a few cups of juice.
I should have cared for him more. I need to go and apologize to him.
After that, can you go to the supermarket?
Do you need anything from the store?
I'm making a salad for him, but there is no dressing left at the moment. Can you get some?
Okay. What kind of dressing do you need?
Kiwi dressing. He said it's his favorite.
Thanks for taking care of my friend.
Next time, you should keep your eyes on your friends.
All right. I'll be right back.
Drive safe and hurry back.
8번. 대화를 듣고 올해 미술 전시회가 취소된 이유를 고르시오.
Danny, how was the art show your club hosted?
Oh my, please don't bring that up.
Come on, is something wrong?
It gave me too much stress. We decided to cancel it.
What? It was also canceled last year. Same reason this year?
No, last year it was canceled because of a weather issue. But this year, that's not the reason.
Can I ask you the reason?
Some members didn't cooperate. It was impossible to finish until the very day of the show.
I'm sorry to hear that. I know how much effort you put in it.
It can't be helped.
Cheer up.
Thank you.
9번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hi, can I help you?
I'd like to buy t-shirt and pants this mannequin is wearing for my son.
You have an eye for fashion. They are popular among high school students.
How much are they?
$30 for the t-shirt and $70 for the pants, but we provide a 20% discount on pants this week.
Wonderful. I'll take 2 t-shirts and 1 pair of pants.
What size does your son wear?
Extra large for both shirts and the pants.
Oh, I'm sorry, but the extra large pants are out of stock right now. You can order now and pick them up in 3 days.
I'm busy these days. Do you offer a delivery service?
Yes, we do. It costs an extra $3.
Great. Have them delivered. Here's my credit card.
Thank you. Please write down your address while we process your payment.
10번. 대화를 듣고 그루브스 뮤직센터에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Julie, what are you looking at?
It's a flyer from the Grooves Music Center. I'm thinking of signing up for a music class there.
Oh, really? What kind of instrument do you want to learn?
I don't know yet. They have drum and flute classes.
How much is it to take each class?
Both classes cost the same. A weekday class is $120 per month, and a weekend class is $80 per month. But they are offering 20% discount this month.
That's cheaper than I thought. I want to take the drum class.
Really? Why don't we take it together? It's right next to school.
Great. Why don't we drop by the center after school today?
Okay, meet me at the main gate.
11번. 빅5 시니어 어워드에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. This is Andrew Powell, president of the student council. We are looking for nominees for the Big 5 Senior Award. The student council gives this great award to the 5 most qualified students to represent each of the college experience categories. Categories are academics, athletics, campus involvement, community service, and visual arts. Even if one student seems to be qualified for multiple categories, make sure to nominate him or her in the only one category. It is possible for a student to nominate him or herself, but it's still required to submit a recommendation from someone else. Nominations are due Saturday, March 25th. The winners in each category will be given a scholarship prize of $1,000. We look forward to your participation. Thanks for listening.
12번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택한 동물 공연을 고르시오.
Honey, what are you reading?
Just a thing about the animal shows at the London Zoo.
Sounds fun. Why don't we take Amelia to a show? She would love it.
Good idea. They have 5 different shows. How about this one? I want to see a parrot speaking in person.
But I went to a bird show with her when you were on a business trip the other day.
Then how about the monkey show? I'm sure that none of us have seen it.
Amelia is scared of them, especially the loud sounds they make.
Oh, I've just remembered that I have tennis lessons on every Thursday.
Okay, we still have 2 choices left, though.
This one is cheaper, but I think Amelia would like the other one more. She can feed the animals.
Okay, let's go with that one. Gloria, why the long face?
Sorry, but I'm not up for talking.
Come on. There is a saying, a trouble shared is a trouble halved.
Well, my science grade is getting lower and lower.
If that's the case, why don't you go to Mrs. Anderson, our science teacher?
I thought about that already, but she seemed too busy.
Why don't you ask her whether she has some time to talk? I'm sure that she would be willing to help you. I got help from her last semester.
I thought you've been great at science from the beginning.
No, I got a C last year. But after she helped me, I got an A.
Really? I should go to her and ask for some advice. Could you tell me where her office is?
It's right next to the cafeteria.
Honey, I think it's time we bought a new vacuum cleaner.
A vacuum cleaner? We already have one, don't we?
Yes, we do, but it often stops working. It's pretty old.
Have you taken it to a repair shop?
I have. They said the warranty for free repair services has been expired, so we have to pay $50 to get it fixed.
Now I understand. You mean it's better to buy a new one than to pay for the old one.
Right. I heard that robotic vacuum cleaners are popular these days.
Why don't we go shopping this weekend?
Okay. Are you available on Saturday?
No, I'm not. I have to go to work.
We can go after you come home at night, can't we? Joshua is working at the blood donation center as a volunteer. He thinks blood donation is an easy way to help people in need. So, he donates his blood every month and participates in blood donation campaigns. One day, Mrs. Rose, the manager of the center, asks Joshua if he has some friends who could donate their blood because the blood supply is extremely low these days. Joshua thinks his best friend Mike would be willing to help. He calls and tells him what the situation is like. Unexpectedly, Mike is reluctant to participate in blood donation. He says he hasn't done it before and is afraid that it might be extremely painful. Joshua wants to explain that it only smarts a little and persuade him to join in by donating. In this situation, what would Joshua most likely say to Mike?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, students. Last class we learned what proofreading is. Simply stated, it's a procedure where you thoroughly read and check your writing. Today we will learn why proofreading is essential. No matter what kinds of things you write, you can't neglect the importance of proofreading. First, proofreading helps you to check whether you've included everything you want to say. Second, it also helps you iron out any small unnecessary errors you may have made. These errors, due to poor proofreading, can make you look unprofessional. Third, why do you write? The reason you write is to transfer information or your opinion to your readers. The easier and clearer you write, the more people will want to read it. While proofreading, you can check spelling, punctuation, verb tense, sentence structure, and so forth. From now on, before submitting or printing an academic research paper, essay, email, memo, or any other written document, make sure to carefully proofread it. Proofreading written material is the final step that must be taken before writing should be considered complete.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, students. Last class we learned what proofreading is. Simply stated, it's a procedure where you thoroughly read and check your writing. Today we will learn why proofreading is essential. No matter what kinds of things you write, you can't neglect the importance of proofreading. First, proofreading helps you to check whether you've included everything you want to say. Second, it also helps you iron out any small unnecessary errors you may have made. These errors, due to poor proofreading, can make you look unprofessional. Third, why do you write? The reason you write is to transfer information or your opinion to your readers. The easier and clearer you write, the more people will want to read it. While proofreading, you can check spelling, punctuation, verb tense, sentence structure, and so forth. From now on, before submitting or printing an academic research paper, essay, email, memo, or any other written document, make sure to carefully proofread it. Proofreading written material is the final step that must be taken before writing should be considered complete.
16번 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 17번 언급된 교정사항이 아닌 것은? 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시길 바랍니다.